it's okay. The world survives into another day. And I'm thinking about eternity. Some kind of ecstasy's got a hold on me. I had another dream about the lines at the door. They weren't half as frightened as they were before. But I'm thinking about eternity. Some kind of ecstasy's got a hold on me. I'm wondering where the lines are.
Six places I've lived, Montana was the best. The snow-covered peaks, the rolling valleys, the beautiful rivers. For the first time in my life, I felt like I was home. Then Dad dropped the bomb. We were moving again, all the way to Florida. It was so sunny and gorgeous that everybody in America wanted to live there. Everybody except me. And as usual, I was outvoted. My parents gave me the same old pitch about being the new kid in school. Mom said I'd make lots of new friends. They promised I would love it there.
Oh, Jesus!
Had enough? Cowgirl. Had enough?
Showed up.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I was dealing with the 443 over on 12th Street that eventually turned into a 961. Took me a little while to button it up.
Uh-huh.
Don't you want to know what a 443 is?
No, I do not.
Want you to deal with what we got going on over here.
Okay. They yanked up all my survey stakes and filled them in, every last one of them. They must have snuck in late last night or early this morning.
Okay, can you at least give me a monetary estimate on the damage done?
What are you talking about?
Sir, in order for it to be vandalism, there has to be some kind of monetary damage, like something has to be broken or defaced. Otherwise, I don't know what to tell you about your stakes.
It ain't about the darn stakes. It's screwing up our entire construction schedule. I've got to resurvey the whole site before we can start clearing and grading.
Sir, I copy that, and I'm going to keep my eyes and my ears open, and I'm going to talk to my people on the streets and try and get it figured out.
Whatever.
Well, sir, like I said, I'm going to do the best I can, okay?
Fine.
What's the deal with these holes?
They're holes, all right? Now, come on, I ain't got all night.
Every new school was different, but somehow they always seemed the same. And day one was never my favorite.
Good job, Nancy. Excellent, Zach. All right, and that was a great job with Chapter 5, which logically leads us to Chapter 6, Tectonic Plates and the Ocean Floor. I hope we all have our books. We can open them to Chapter 6. Yes, you must be Mr. Eberhardt.
from, let me guess,
Montana.
Welcome to Marine Studies. I'm Mr. Ryan. Have a seat.
Thanks.
Where was I? Chapter 6, Ocean Topography. Let's get
started. The spreading boundaries where the tectonic plates are separated.
I saw what happened on the bus this morning. Don't take it personally or anything. Dana screws with all the new kids. Just play dead for the next couple days, and eventually he'll forget you're alive. Garrett.
Roy.
6 schools in the last 8 years? What are you, in the witness protection program or something?
Funny, nah. My dad's work makes us move around a lot. Hey, are there any other schools around here?
Oh, I used to get this one already.
No, just, I saw this weird kid on the way to school today, and I don't see him around here, so I figured he must not go to Trace. He was running like crazy with no shoes on. Faster than any kid I've ever seen before.
You've already got a psycho bully on your hands, you know, maybe you want to slow down on the nut job collecting. Plus, you know, it's only day one.
Sweet threads.
Thanks.
Oh, noogie, noogie!
Hey, man, looks like today might be your lucky day.
Cowgirl.
Let go. I gotta go.
Oh, hold up here, cowgirl. You're my little puppet. Dance, little tornado. Dance.
No way.
Gotta go. Out of the way.
Watch it.
Hey, go down.
Everybody get on your feet. You make me nervous when you're in the sea. You got the shoes and pat your feet. Doing a dance you can't beat, beat. Barefoot.
Hurry up.
We're barefoot. Barefoot. Yeah, we're barefoot.
What club do you use?
8 iron. You all right?
Oh, boy, honey, it's only your second day. This isn't like you.
Why'd you punch this kid?
He was choking me to death, and I was just trying to get free.
Well, he broke his nose. Well, they're not going to let you ride the bus for 3 days.
I'll ride my bike.
It's not the point. I discussed this with your principal, and we decided you're going to write this kid a letter of apology.
You gotta be kidding me. Who's going to help him read it?
You nearly knocked me over yesterday. Why were you running?
Look, I think it's because I just broke the nose of the meanest kid in school.
Oh, I heard all about it, cowgirl, but that's not why you ran off, was it?
Just let go.
Tell the truth.
Ow.
You were chasing somebody, weren't you?
You saw him too, the kid in those shoes?
Oh, I didn't see anything. And if you know what's good for you, neither did you. Got it?
Morning. How you doing?
Now this time, I got some actual vandalism to report. This time, they messed with private property. There you go. Each one of them tires is worth $150. They slashed my sidewalls.
Yeah,
I don't think these tires were slashed. I think they were just, deinflated.
Deinflated?
Yeah. I'll write up a report on it.
Write a report?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you all just put on some extra patrols out here?
Look, I'll talk to my captain. Did they mess with anything else?
There ain't nothing else out here to mess with.
You check out these toilets yet?
Well, sure, but they ain't near as comfortable as the ones we got in the trailer.
Yeah, I meant for vandalism.
You want to go poking your head in a potty, be my guest. What are you doing up there?
Listening
to what?
Just step away from the potty, please, sir. Step away.
Come on now, it don't smell that bad.
Dear Dana, I promise not to hit you ever again as long as you don't bother me in the school bus. I think that's a fair arrangement. Most sincerely, Roy A. Everhart.
So, what do you guys think, sincere enough?
Honey, if he's such a big bully, isn't the note a little forceful?
The kid was choking me, Mom. I'm not going to write him a love letter. Look, this is what happens when you're the new kid.
Oh, come on, Roy. I'm the new kid at work. You don't see me getting into fist fights at the office.
No offense, Dad, but you don't have to ride the school bus to work. Just let me know when we're moving again.
There were a total of 6 gators, sir, the largest being 4 feet even, the smallest being 24 inches.
And yeah, probably just a bunch of kids screwing around.
Well, that was my original assumption, but with all due respect, Captain, I mean, how many kids do you know that could handle a 4-foot alligator? I think we're dealing with, maybe more sophisticated syndicate, you know, somebody that really has it in for Mother Paula's, you know, possibly a revenge type deal.
Revenge?
Yes. Like, a rival pancake house.
That's a great piece of police work, Officer Delingo.
And then also, I...
Look, Sherlock, there are no other pancake houses in Coconut Cove. I got the mayor calling me about Coconut Cove's economy needs Mother Paula's. So, go rub those 2 little brain cells of yours together. Then get out there and catch the punks that are messing with that construction site.
No need to worry, sir. I'm on the case. I'm all over it.
That's precisely what I'm worried about.
Nobody in the history of Trace Middle School has ever hit a Matherson before. You're a legend already.
Look, I'm glad I can make my mark on history, okay? Look, I wrote him a note. That should be the end of it.
A note? That's adorable. What'd you say? Sorry I smoked you. Please don't break every bone in my body. Please leave me 1 good arm so I can feed myself.
You're fair.
We've got a game to win. Let's be a team for once.
What do you know about that girl over there?
That's Beatrice the Bear.
Please don't tell me you messed with her, too. What is it with you, man? I mean, seriously.
She jumped all over me for some reason. I'm just trying to figure out why. What's the story?
She's a major soccer jock with attitude. First Dana Matherson, now Beatrice the Bear? You must have a serious death wish, bro.
Officer David Delinko, case number 090. Codename, Flapjack. The time is now 03:56. Still no sound. Still no visuals. Just me in the night. A lone wolf stalking his prey.
Oh,
Okay, everything's under control. Everything's okay. So as to adapt my vision to the nighttime visibility conditions, I will now close my eyes for a few brief seconds.
This is 1 Baker 6. My 20 is East Oriole and police officer! Police officer!
Oh yeah? Could have fooled me. Ain't you heard me knocking?
What time is it?
About 8:30. You're gonna wanna see this. This about beats the band.
Oh no.
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
No, my cruiser.
Your cruiser? Forget about your car. Yank up all my darn stakes again. Oh, no. Hey, buddy, my stakes.
I knew I couldn't spend the rest of the year hiding from Beatrice the Bear. So even if it meant getting decapitated with my lunch tray, I had to take a stand.
What is your problem?
I think you're the one with the problem. Beatrice, I have no idea why you're mad about what happened on the bus, because you're not the one who got choked and you're not the one who got punched in the nose. So if I did something to upset you, then I'm sorry. It wasn't on purpose. So next time you have a problem, just tell me. Mm-hmm. And we can sit down and talk about it like civilized human beings, okay?
Civilized.
Are we straight in this? Good. Then I'm glad we had this chance to get to know each other just a little bit better.
It's kind of cute, don't you think? In a way that's not cute at all. Sure you don't want me to come with you?
Just keep the engine running.
Hi, is Dana home?
Who are you?
I go to school with him.
Dana! Dana!
I'm not believing this.
Hi, I just came by to give you something. It's a letter.
So who are you again?
I'm Roy, the one your son tried to strangle to death the other day, the one who slugged him in the nose.
You've got to be kidding me. This little twerp's the one who messed up your beautiful face?
Yeah, Bobby.
Look, I came by to apologize, ma'am. It's all in the letter.
Let me see that.
Me and you will settle up when I get back to school.
Actually, this letter is supposed to settle us.
Me and you are a long way from settled. Now get lost, cowgirl.
They're both rather odd, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Maybe I should go and introduce myself.
You're not funny. Start the car.
I want the letter!
After getting whacked by that ball, I wasn't really thrilled about going back to the golf course. But that was the last place I'd seen the barefoot kid, and I wanted to find out what he was up to.
Hello? Anybody here? This is not good.
I wouldn't move if I were you.
I wasn't planning on it, not with Cottonmouth.
I want you to step backwards real slowly. On three. One.
I don't think so.
Two.
No way.
Three.
Three.
Hey, what are you doing? Who are you? Why are you here?
Name's Roy. Look, I saw you run by the school bus the other day. I didn't come out here to hassle you. I just want to talk.
You're going to have to get out of here, like, right now.
Now, let's go.
All right, all right.
Why do you have poisonous snakes in a bag?
That's my business. So just leave me alone.
Where are you taking me?
Keep walking and don't turn around until you count to 50. You come around here again, you're going to wake up one morning with one of them big old cottonmouths in your bed. All right? Now start counting.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Ugh, forget it.
That hurt.
Hey, Mom.
Is it illegal for a kid my age not to go to school?
Well, I don't know if it's an actual law.
But... Oh, yes, it is. Truancy is what it's called.
I bet I know what this is really about, and I told you that that letter was too assertive.
Oh, the letter was just fine. Listen to this. A Coconut Cove police cruiser was vandalized early Monday morning while parked at a construction site when an unknown prankster spray-painted the car's windows black while the officers slept inside. There have been three incidents within a week at this location, the future home of Mother Paula's All-American Pancake House.
Oh, we're getting a Mother Paula's here. That'll be nice.
Hey, Dad, can I see that newspaper for a second?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You'll notice that your name wasn't mentioned. That's because we refused to release it to the media.
Thank you. I'm really sorry about this, sir, and I assure you that it will not happen again.
Well, you bet it won't. No. Because if it does, your name will be in the paper under the headline, Officer Terminated. Do you copy?
I copy, Captain. Now, what about my cruiser?
Oh, I think I've got the perfect set of replacement wheels for you.
It looks like a small key.
It's all yours. Don't forget to plug her in.
Sweet ride, darling.
After reading in the paper about the gators and all the other stuff, I couldn't help but wonder if the barefoot kid was involved with what was going on. So I thought I'd check out the lot for myself. Hey, little guys.
Here. What are you and your punk friends got planned for tonight?
What? Nothing.
That's right! You better run! Run, you little bugger! Don't you ever come back!
Here's the stuff you wanted. I also made my special banana mango loaf.
Special? I don't think I'd feed that to a gator.
Kidding.
You know I love your cooking.
You know, you can't stay out here alone forever.
Was there anybody looking for me?
No, not yet, but I can only cover for you for so long before you're going to get caught.
I know, and I've been trying to stay out of sight, but I've only got a few days left to stop them.
Hello? Hello?
But that's that kid that's been following me around.
Don't worry. I'll keep him out of your hair. We are not done discussing this.
All right.
Hello? Hello? Look, I'm not here to hassle you. The bike.
Looking for this?
It's my bike.
Yeah, it is. Now hop on.
What?
The handlebars. Get on the handlebars, you dork. We're going for a ride.
I swear.
Why are you carrying around an old pair of sneakers? That is weird, cowgirl. Really weird.
They're not for me. They're for this barefoot kid I met.
Maybe he doesn't want shoes. Did you ever think about that? Why do you care so much about this kid anyway?
I don't know. Okay, he looked like he needed help.
I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'll make sure that the barefoot kid gets these sneakers. Now get out of here!
So you do know him. Well, who is he?
I won't leave it alone. Can I trust you?
Of course.
He's my brother. Well, my stepbrother.
Why doesn't he live with you?
My stepmom shipped him off to some military school. He lasted 2 days and then ran off. He hitchhiked back all the way from Mobile, Alabama. Nobody else knows that he's here, and nobody's gonna tell them, right?
Not me.
About 4 years ago, when my dad was still playing pro basketball, he went to the celebrity golf tournament where he met some cheerleader named Juana. At the wedding, she shows up with a son that she didn't seem to like at all.
She didn't even like her own son?
I'm the only one he even talks to anymore.
What's his name?
I call him Mullet Fingers.
Mullet Fingers? Why?
I think you've heard enough for one day. Besides, it's getting late.
Yeah, looks like I'm gonna be late for dinner.
Here's your excuse.
A lift. Why don't you throw your bike in the back and hop on in?
Thank you, sir.
Got it.
There you go.
Why don't you go ahead and buckle up for me?
One Baker 6, come in.
Sorry, just got a little police business I gotta attend to.
Go for One Baker 6.
Did you pick up the captain's dry cleaning yet?
10-4 on that.
Yeah, this is just kind of a temporary arrangement. What's your name, son?
I'm Roy. Roy Eberhardt.
Can I ask you something, Roy?
Yeah, you go to Trace, right? You ever hear any chatter about stuff that's been happening at the new pancake house that's going up?
No, but I saw the newspaper about the police car getting painted.
Well, police officers aren't superheroes, Roy, and a stakeout can be a real test of focus for any good lawman, even for a cop as good as that cop was.
You see how I'm looking at you right now? Like this? You see these eyes? Police work requires focus, Roy.
Watch it!
And extreme tiger-like reflexes like the ones I just exhibited.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Don't they smell delicious? You bet they do. Pancakes don't just feed the stomach.
Thanks, Evan.
Don't they smell?
Of course they do. I'm sorry.
They feed the soul.
Marker.
Oh, you look great.
Okay, it's sliding. Okay, it's sliding.
Please.
Not good.
I thought it was okay.
We'll have to reshoot this whole thing before we hit the road.
I don't want to go to wherever Florida. These openings are getting old, Chuck.
Really? Getting paid to dress up as Mother Paula and do almost nothing, that's getting old?
I didn't say that.
You keep this up, you'll be back dancing on a cruise ship where I found you.
Well, good luck finding somebody else who'll put up with this stupid job, mister.
Mr. Muckle, I have Coconut Cove on line 5.
Thank you, Felix. Which means you should go get packed because you're going to Florida.
Mr. Brannett, what does 100 pancake houses sound like to you?
Sounds like an awful lot of pancake houses, Mr. Muckle.
It's a record-breaking accomplishment. I will be the first regional manager in the history of Mother Paula's to reach 100 pancake houses. And that is the stuff that food and beverage industry legends are made of. It is my dream. And you, Mr. Brannett, are responsible for making a tiny piece of that very big dream come true.
Gotcha.
So then why are we behind schedule, over budget, and on the front page of the crime report?
Well, we got us a tiny bit of a trespassing problem, sir.
Well, solve the problem, or I will replace you with someone who can.
What about them owls?
What owls?
Well, you know, the ones we got in the little holes and...
This time, at half speed, Brannett, ignore owls or lose job. I want you to go out
and get what it takes to keep those vandals off my lot. Attack dogs, Rottweilers, Dobermans...
I don't care. Just get that site cleared.
Yes, sir. You sure them dogs will do the trick?
Oh, please.
It's best you get as far away as possible.
All right. Just look a little tame to me. I ain't paying top dollar just for them to sit around slobbering and eating tenderloin.
Cigarette.
All right. Call them off. All right. Call them off.
Hey.
Call them off.
Hey.
All right.
Yeah, you can go now. Not to worry. The dogs will take care of all of your problems by the morning.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Hi, Dana.
Hey, cowgirl. You and me got some business that I've ever heard.
What business? I gave you an apology. That makes us even.
We're a long way from even, you and me. You're going to be sorry you ever messed with me. I am going to be your worst nightmare.
What are you staring at?
Hey, Beatrice.
So hurry to talk.
Hup, 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 hup. They got spooked. That's what happened.
Spooked? How'd they get spooked? They're supposed to be doing the spooking.
There's only one thing that spooks a dog like this. Snakes.
We ain't got no snakes around here.
Well, you got them. You got them crawling all over the land.
What?
You know what happens when dog gets bit by snake?
What happens?
Dog dies.
But we ain't got no snakes.
What's he say? Yeah. A snake. Yeah. What you think now? You think Kalo is some kind of crazy boy? Huh?
We go home, boys.
Everhart, you look sick. You should go home early.
I feel fine.
I don't care how you think you feel. You should call your mom and go home, bro.
Why?
Look, I know a guy in Dana's PE class. He says Dana's gonna snatch you right before you get on the bus.
And do what?
Guess you got till 2:45 to find out. In the meantime, I'll get to work on your eulogy.
Eulogy?
So to answer your question, Pacific swells are usually a lot bigger than Atlantic swells. But remember, Kelly Slater is from Florida.
Okay, test alarm.
Wait.
Be ready.
Bye.
See ya. Bye-bye. Bye. Be ready.
Bye.
Roy, you okay?
Oh, yeah. Everything's fine.
All right. Mañana.
Hey, Mr. Ryan, wait up.
You going home too?
Sooner or later. I got some papers to grade, but hopefully I'll catch a few waves before dinner.
Cool. I think I'm just gonna walk with you for a little bit.
Isn't the bus the other way?
Nah, just stretching my legs.
Roy, is there something you want to talk to me about?
Oh, no, everything's fine.
Well, then you better get going or you'll miss your bus. Later, dude.
Curly Brandon.
Brandon, what's going on?
Hello, sir. Did you get my message about the dogs?
You're telling me snakes scared off the dogs?
Well, now, sir, these wasn't just your ordinary snakes. These was cottonmouths, and a cottonmouth will kill a dog pretty darn quick.
Really? Can they kill a bulldozer?
Probably not.
Brandon, I am this close to firing up the chopper and coming down there myself, and trust me, you do not want that.
No, sir.
I told you, you were settled in house.
Not even close.
Help!
Come on,
Charles. Ow!
Leave me alone.
Mr. Ryan?
Hey!
You did that?
You can thank me later, but right now we gotta go. Hop on, I need your help. Did you get everything I wanted?
Yep. My mom keeps a trauma unit under the sink.
Okay, come on, we gotta go.
Thank you.
came by at lunch and I found him like this.
Dog got me. Let me see. I'm going to put some antibiotic cream on for now. But you're going to need a doctor. I'll be okay. All right? How'd you get bit?
My arm got stuck.
Doing what?
I got some little friends I look after over at this construction site. Anyway, they brought in these big dogs to get rid of me, so I put some snakes around the lot to freak the dogs out. Because I knew the trainer would drag them out of there when he saw that they were cottonmouths.
Did this have anything to do with that cop car that got painted black? The gators in the toilet?
See, build that pancake place. Those baby owls are toast.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen those owls.
You have?
Why don't they just build somewhere else?
We tried to tell them about the nest, but all we got back was this form letter from this jerk named Muckle saying they had all the permits they needed to build. They don't care about little birds. My brother's been trying to stall them ever since.
Hey, hey. You okay?
Are you kidding? I feel like a million bucks.
Hey! Let's get him to a hospital.
Central Florida shrimping industry has suffered major...
Are you a big boy with a big appetite?
You betcha I am.
Then come on down to Mother Paula's for our famous all-you-can-eat pancake buffet.
Huh? What are you up to?
Really bad.
Don't worry. He's gonna be fine.
I'm worried about him. I've never seen him act like this.
Which one of you is Roy Eberhardt?
He is.
Hi there.
What's this about?
Must be Roy's parents. I'm Officer Delinko, CCPD. Anywho, I met Roy the other day. He got a flat. I gave him a ride home. So when I heard over the radio that he was in the hospital and they couldn't reach his parents by the phone, I figured I'd just come by and see if I could find y'all.
In the hospital?
Oh, my God. Is he okay?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. No, he got bit by a dog. He's going to be fine. That's the word. So, you a police officer, Mr. Eberhardt?
I'm with the Department of Justice. Where's Roy at?
Oh, right. Sorry. He's over in the hospital on 8th Street.
Honey.
So, wow, Department of Justice. We ought to get together and swap stories sometime. I'd take you over there myself, but I'm in this smallish vehicle, and you'll probably get there before me. Anyways. I'm in this.
Tell me again what happened from the beginning.
All right. A dog the size of a Buick attacked Roy at soccer practice. He came home all chewed up, so we brought him here as fast as we could.
It's true. No, I believe your brother was attacked by a dog. I just don't believe that it happened today. Judging by how far the infection has progressed, I'd estimate he was bitten 18 to 24 hours ago.
Yeah, 18 hours. That sounds about right. Because, see, He passed out right after he got bit. It wasn't until the next day that Beatrice called me and asked me if I'd help get him to a hospital.
I see. And where are your parents?
Their parents, they work in a crab boat.
And you are?
Ling Ho.
Okay. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to go attend to Roy. And then the three of us are going to sit down and somebody's going to start telling me the truth. Okay? Ling Ho?
Ling Ho? You couldn't come up with anything better than Ling Ho. This is not going to work, cowgirl. Once they figure out that Mullet's not you, they're going to put him in juvie, or Lana's going to ship him off somewhere where he can't run away.
Don't worry. We'll come up with something.
I bet you will, cowgirl. But I gotta go.
No, wait, wait. Where are you going?
To fix dinner for my dad. I do it every night. I'll be back in an hour. I promise.
You're kidding, right?
Friend said you were out at sea, that you work on a crab boat.
What?
Anyway, he was bitten by a dog, so we've got him on an antibiotic drip. With a little rest, he should be just fine.
Where's Roy?
I don't know.
You don't know? One minute there's an injured boy in this bed, the next minute he just vanished?
And how can you lose the one and only patient that you have?
Mom, Dad, I'm right here.
Oh, honey. Are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
Roy, get back in the bed. Let's get a look at those dog
whoa,
bites.
Whoa. Everybody, hold on a minute. This is not Roy.
No, of course it is.
Guys, I didn't get bit. It wasn't me.
Excuse me, folks, but we still have a patient missing.
Can someone please explain to me what's going on here?
I think only one person can do that.
Roy. Who's in that bed and where did he go? And I want to know now.
I don't know his real name and I don't know where he went. I'm sorry. That's the truth. Let me explain. All he was trying to do was save the owl. If the Mother Paula's people bulldoze that lot to bury all the dens, owls be gone.
Right, it's their property.
But it doesn't mean that it's right, Dad. Those owls can't fight for themselves. Somebody's got to stick up for them. That's all he was trying to do.
You're just getting settled here, Roy. Why do you want to get mixed up in all this?
I wasn't looking for it. It just happened.
What just happened? Some pirate kid hassling a construction site?
I didn't do anything to that construction site.
I'm not finished. Roy, you broke a kid's nose. You got suspended from the school bus. Today, a police officer shows up at our house. What's going on with you? Where's that such good judgment? Where is it?
Service. Here. Oh, thanks. How's your arm? Fever's gone, but ache all over. Get in trouble last night?
No big deal. But I had to tell my dad about the owls and Mother Paula's.
What'd he say?
He said they can build whatever they want as long as they have legal papers. There's really nothing we can do.
We?
You know what I mean.
You're saying it's a lost cause, right? Come on, Pex. You gotta start thinking like an outlaw.
I'm not an outlaw.
Yeah, you are.
Last night at the hospital, that was definitely an outlaw move. You were hurt.
You crossed the line because you cared about what happened to me. Hey, come on. I got something really cool to show you. Ever since I was little, I've been watching this place disappear. In the piney woods, the mangroves, the creeks, the glades, even the beaches. And they put up these giant hotels and only goober tourists are allowed. It really sucks.
Same thing's happening everywhere.
But they got mountains where you're from, right?
Yeah, miles and miles of them.
See, that's what we need here. I mean, the state's so flat, there's nothing to stop them from bulldozing from one coast to another.
Except for you.
Yeah.
except for me.
Oh, cool. Watch this.
Woo-hoo!
Take a peek.
What is it?
It's a mullet. See, that's why my sister calls me Mullet Fingers. Ain't too many people who can do that, you know? Bye, little guy. Swim back.
I can come from where the rivers meet the sea. That's why I think I'm so wild. Better day. Now in my line of work, I seem to see a lot more than most. I write them down and I pass them around. It's the gospel from the coast. Reflection's not just as we play. Taking time to escape the maze. We're looking for a better day.
Looking to the left, looking to the right, looking to the stars to shed some light. Hoping for a breath, hoping for a break, hoping for the give without the take.
All the wildlife of Mullet Fingers made me want to swing by and try to get another look at the owls.
Change of plan, boys.
Well, look who's decided to do a little police work.
Do it.
Hey, cowgirl.
Beatrice, the bear's in your seat this time. I'm sure you're messing with me.
Right behind you, cowgirl.
Don't you move!
I won't!
He caught him! Caught the Mother Paula's vandal! Caught him red-handed!
What?
You're crazy, man! I've never been here before!
Stay down, crazy.
I'll take it from here.
I'm crazy!
Hey, calm down!
Get your arms up here.
What's your name, son?
Roy.
Roy Eberhardt.
Well, Roy, looks like your chubby little reign of terror is over.
Hold on a second. I know Roy Eberhardt, and this isn't him.
Uh-huh.
So I assume you want to press charges?
Well, you bet your cute little scooter I do.
Yeah, attempted burglary, trespassing, destruction of private property, and so forth.
Ow.
You know, you can make this a lot easier on yourself, son.
Yeah, right.
Just tell us your real name and quit acting dumb.
I ain't acting, and I ain't done nothing wrong, so let me go!
Okay, have it your way.
Oh, come on.
Hi, Captain.
Don't just stand there like a seagull. Sit down.
Sorry.
Thanks. Heck of a collar out there, Delinco. Just got off the phone with the mayor. He says we need more cops on the street like you.
Sir, I was just doing my job. Right place at the right time. Did he really say that?
Looks like you reeled in one nasty bull shark. This Matheson kid's got a heck of a rap sheet.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about, sir. If you look at his record, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, shoplifting, breaking into candy machines. This kid's a delinquent, not a vandal. It just doesn't add up
to me. This is police work, Delinco, not algebra. Kid's been breaking laws since kindergarten. You caught him red-handed. Case closed.
Well, sir, I believe
these belong to you.
Oh, boy, my cruiser.
Just remember, screw up again, you'll be swatting skeeters and counting cushions at the boat ramp.
Copy that, sir. Can't say I'm going to miss that smallish vehicle.
You expect me to do the right thing, and I'm trying my best.
Well, we know you are, son.
I'll see you in the morning, Roy. Toes. Good night, Roy.
Hey, Mom.
Night.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
What do you do to catch the bad guys?
At work?
Yeah.
Well, we don't chase our bad guys down the streets. The key is to catch them in their paperwork. Sooner or later, they all slip up and they leave a trail.
Right.
I know it's boring stuff, not the razzle-dazzle you were hoping for, right?
I don't know. Maybe it is.
Okay. See you. Get some sleep.
Night, Dad.
Tuck, tuck, tuck. Toes. Don't freak out, it's me.
Me who?
Me, Beatrice.
How did you get in here?
Easy. Sliding door on the porch, hopping off the track. We all do.
How long have you been hiding here?
Oh, don't worry. I closed my eyes while you put on your very colorful jammies.
Are you completely wacko?
I'm sorry. It's just, things got kind of crazy back at home. My dad and Lana, they got in this huge fight, and I mean huge. She threw a clock radio at his head, so I beamed her with a mango. She went berserk. I didn't know where else to go. I was gonna stay with Mullet, but he wasn't at the boatyard.
If you want, you can stay here.
Really?
Yeah. Just as long as my parents don't check back in, or we'll both be in trouble. You take the bed. I'll sleep on the floor.
No way. I'm fine right here.
All right. Suit yourself.
Hey, cowgirl?
Yeah?
I'm really glad that, I'm just gonna call you Roy from now on, if that's all right with you.
And what's wrong with Ling Ho?
I like him to disappear. He must be up to something.
Don't worry, we'll find him. Hey.
You jerk.
What is that thing?
The bulldozer seat.
What are you doing with it?
You can't drive a bulldozer without a seat, B.
Don't tell me you stole...
You're gonna love this.
Come on, I'll show you.
What the... Oh, mercy. Not the seat. You gotta be kidding me.
Let's go.
What am I gonna tell Muckle now?
You can start by telling me why I shouldn't fire you.
Oh, goodness gracious, Mr. Muckle. We wasn't expecting you until tomorrow.
Yes, Mr. Brannett. I came a day early. I'm going to be sticking a silver shovel into something at that groundbreaking ceremony tomorrow. I want it to be free of you-know-whats.
Gotcha.
Oh. Oh, my. We're bulldozing today.
Today?
Today?
This obviously wasn't something I could count on you to handle unsupervised.
Yes, sir, but today is going to be a little difficult.
Speak.
Well, we had another incident, sir. This time, somebody took the seat off the bulldozer.
What's the quickest you can get a new seat?
Well, I guess I could head over to Construction Supply in Fort Myers.
Go there. Get it right now. I'll keep an eye on things here and make sure nothing else happens. Oh, and Brannett, on your way back, pick up Miss Nixon at the hotel. I want her in her Mother Paula's costume for a dress rehearsal at 3 o'clock sharp. And if you run into anyone, you keep your trap shut about all this. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Go.
Mr. Muckle, I just want to say that I've been trying like the dickens down here.
Get seat! Get Mother Paula! Get going!
Yes.
Let's go.
Okay. So, you've had some time to think about your situation?
I don't need to think. All right, that's how come I got a lawyer.
Hey. Did you spray paint the windows of my squad car? How about those gators in the toilet?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah?
Now, why don't you be a good cop and go give me some donuts?
Okay, that's the end of the nice interrogation. Now it's time for a little hardball.
That was smooth. Now you just gotta relax, all right? You got a long day ahead of you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, mister, it's that attitude that got you in here in the first place, okay? Remember that.
No, what got me here in the first place is that little twerp Everhart. Already set me up. I didn't do anything.
Huh. Wow. This Roy Everhart seems like quite the little evil genius. See you later. Oh, I actually got you something.
What is it?
Well, you know, I figured you'd be going away for about 6 months, and I thought you might get a little lonely. So I picked you something up. I don't know, you kind of struck me as somewhat of a nature boy, so I got you this little guy.
There he is.
Oh, my God.
Get it out! Get away!
Okay, Dana. You passed the lie detector test. Crude, yeah, but effective.
Today, I can't believe this. I can't believe this.
We've got to do something.
Well, yeah, I'm going to do something.
Like what?
Well, first I'm going to hotwire Muckle's precious Hummer. I'm going to hook it up to that construction trailer.
Right? Wait a minute. That's crazy.
And I'll drive him to the edge of the canal, put a brick on the gas pedal, and release the emergency brake.
You can't do that.
It'll sink like a rock pretty quick. And then that'll give me time to come up with something that'll really freak him out.
No, no way. You'll slow them down, but you won't stop them. We've been through this.
Plus, you'll end up in jail, and then nobody in town will be in the mood to hear the truth. And we're the only ones who care. We're the only ones who know. We gotta let the town know what Muckle's up to and stop this construction once and for all.
That's what we've been trying to do.
These idiots around here won't give a dang. They're all too excited about having a stupid pancake house.
Look, I've got an idea. If it doesn't work, you're gonna do what you have to do. But can we at least try it my way first? It's worth a shot.
All right. So what's your brilliant plan?
So here's what we're gonna do. They're legally protected.
Hello, this is Monica calling from Mother Paula's to confirm that the mayor will be here today at 3:30 for the groundbreaking ceremony.
Today? I have that scheduled for tomorrow.
That's why I'm calling. We had to reschedule due to an unexpected rain tomorrow.
Mother Paula can do a lot of things, but she can't change the weather. That would be Mother Nature.
Thank you again for calling, and I'll be sure and let everyone know.
Okay, no problem.
If you want to bring two cameras, I mean, that's what WCBY is bringing. But hey, I'm just the PR guy at Mother Paula's. You guys are the journalists.
Here you go. Plans, permits, environmental reports. Make it snappy. I got a conch salad going bad in the back.
That's weird. Is there another copy of this report?
Yeah, the foreman's supposed to have one at the job site.
Thanks.
Say, excuse me, where'd that kid go?
I don't know, he was just here.
What'd he do, officer?
It's police business. What was he doing in here?
He was looking at the files in the new pancake house. What is he up to?
Thanks.
Crashing my party? How about a little Arctic blast to change your mind?
Yeah.
You might want to throw on a sweater. There's a cold front blowing into Florida.
Hey, little birdie. You want to meet my friend?
Say hello to Jack Frost.
I wouldn't do that again if I were you.
Who's gonna stop me? You?
You asked for it.
What are you gonna do? You gonna throw your little butterfly net? Is that what you're gonna do? Oh, no, please. Hey. Okay, you just made a big mistake, nature boy.
Ouch. So why are there palm trees in Ireland? Because the tropical waters of the Gulf Stream travel north from Florida.
Roy, you're late.
Sorry.
Take a seat.
Mr. Ryan, I know this is kind of weird, but can I make an announcement real quick?
I hope it's important.
It's really important. I know you don't know me very well yet, but I need your help. When I heard this new pancake house was being built, I thought, cool. I mean, who doesn't love pancakes? But then a friend took me out there and showed me something that changed my mind. Just everybody come to the Mother Paula's lot right after school.
As I was saying, the tropical waters of the Gulf Stream move north from Florida across the Atlantic.
Officer, what can I do for you?
Excuse me. I'm looking for Roy Epperhart.
Oh, Roy.
Roy, I think he's over there. Roy, need to ask you a question.
Stop! Freeze! Roy Epperhart! Come here, Roy!
Right.
talk to you, all right? I just want to ask you a few questions. That's all right?
Whoa!
Side of the road, son.
No, not my cruiser. Come on.
That's gonna be a death.
Oh.
Come on, boy. Please, Boomer. I just want to ask you a few questions.
Right. No more Mr. Scott.
We got no room to go, Roy. Roy, stop. Hey, Roy, stop. Okay, right there.
Just give me a second. I can explain everything. If you just give me one second, I...
That was option A, Roy. Okay, but then you fled the scene and you resisted an officer. All right, I know you're involved in this somehow. I gotta take you, and I got no other choice. Okay?
Officer, I'm sorry. I know this might look bad. There's something I gotta do.
Oh.
How'd it go?
You're never gonna believe this.
We ran into a little trouble. The police are after me and we're out of time.
If you think that's a little trouble, then you're really gonna get a kick out of this.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, what's going on? You can't do this.
It just happened.
He was trying to kill the owls. What was I supposed to do? We gotta get him out of here now before people start showing up.
Too late.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, where's Muckle?
Maybe in the trailer, Miss Mayor.
Hi, Mayor Grandy.
Is Mr. Muckle in there?
No, he's been delayed. I'm actually Mr. Muckle's daughter, Mary Myrtle Muckle. He just wanted me to let you know that everything is proceeding as planned, and he's going to need just a few more minutes.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for the other copy of the environmental report.
Mm-mm.
Three. Four.
Put your hands together for Mayor Grant.
Bingo. Page 5. Yes. There's a cop walking this way. Let's go! Go!
Open up, police!
Hello?
Come on.
Come on. What are you waiting for?
What are we going to do?
We're going to stick to the plan. You need to let these people know what's going on.
Not me. I can't be seen. Only you can do this, Roy. You have to tell them.
Okay.
Good luck, Tex.
I thought the ceremony was tomorrow.
It is. It was.
This is classic Chuck Muckle.
Uh-huh.
He pulls this last-minute flip-flop flapjack stuff on me all the time. He gives me absolutely no respect.
Oh, don't worry. He don't respect me neither.
Sir, calm down. Excuse me? Oh, yeah, sorry.
What are you trying to say?
Ah! Untie my hands, you idiot.
What happened?
I was abducted, assaulted, hogtied.
What is going on here?
What happened? You getting some kind of a fishing accident?
The vandals did this. They kidnapped me.
Now, see, I told you they was pesky little fellas.
Will you help me get out of this net? We have to get out there.
Hold on, everybody freeze. Something's not right with this environmental report. It says there's evidence of burrowing owls on your property.
Uh-oh.
Those burrows were abandoned years ago. There are no owls.
I'm pretty sure this means your lot needs to be red-tagged and all construction shut down.
I've got a perfectly good explanation for this, but right now, I've got to get out there.
This ought to be good.
Mother Paula's is going to be a shining example of my 6-point economic development plan, bringing to Coconut Cove over 12 new jobs.
What's going on? Follow my lead. Excuse me.
Who are you? Where's Muckle?
He's networking, and he asked me to make an announcement. Please, Mr. Mayor, take a seat. It's okay.
All right.
It's okay.
Go ahead, Roy.
Who likes pancakes?
We do.
Yeah, me too. I love pancakes, and a pancake house will be great in Coconut Cove. But not here. Not in this spot, because somebody was here first, and they still are. They're little baby owls. No, not up in the trees, but in the burrows you see all around. And if you build a Mother Paula's here, you're going to kill some really beautiful animals. Now just think about that as you're chowing down on your key lime pie pancakes. Oh no. Kill these owls.
Ladies and gentlemen, these kids are a little misguided. They have no proof of any owls. You folks see any owls? Because I don't.
No. There sure is owls.
Why would they come out of their holes while everybody's here? All we do is make noise. Cars, trucks, bulldozers. All we do is scare them.
Yeah. No wonder we don't see them. Maybe if we all just be quiet, they'll come out.
Go ahead, Roy.
Why don't we try it? Let's all be quiet for 1 minute. Just 60 seconds, okay?
This is absurd.
Okay? Everybody ready? Go!
Roy, look.
Check it out.
Let me look.
There's one.
Behind your back, please, sir. You're under arrest for violating state permits, operating a bulldozer without a license, and a lot of other stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen of Coconut Cove,
ladies and gentlemen, excuse me. I would just like to say that I, Mother Paula, am simply shocked by what has gone on here today. And you, young man, are no longer an employee of Mother Paula's. You're fired.
I can't do that. She's crazy. I do the firing. She's only an actress.
And, Mr. Mayor, I would like to donate this land to your town as an owl sanctuary.
Can she really do that?
She just did, and on live TV.
Mother Paula, that's a grand idea. Folks, doesn't that sound like a grand idea? Now, let me assure you, my office is going to launch a full investigation into how the presence of these fine little creatures was overlooked.
Take him to the squad car.
Guess I owe you an apology, Roy.
No problem, officer. I knew you were all right.
And thanks for the, you know, it'll come in handy at the trial.
No problem. I couldn't have done any of this without Beatrice and Mullet Fingers. Where'd you go? Mom and Dad realized they liked Florida just as much as I did, and they decided to stay here and make this our home for good. After all the bad publicity, the pancake company couldn't back off the promises made that day by Mother Paula. They ended up donating the land and the wildlife preserve. The owls are still there, and you can see them if you're real quiet. Beatrice and I became best of friends, and I never missed a soccer game. Attendance was mandatory. Then there's Dana Matherson, who finally met someone who was bigger and meaner than he was. Officer Delinko was promoted to his dream job as a detective and got his first unmarked patrol car. 2 days later, he accidentally backed it off a fishing pier. While serving his 90 days of community service, Chuck Muckle was hit in the head by a falling coconut. The judge gave him another 30 days for lying down on the job. Curly Brannick quit his job at Mother Paula's. Today, he brags that his life has gone to the dogs. Last but not least is Mullet Fingers. Well, whenever he wants to get together, he has his own secret way of letting me know.
Good guys win every once in a while. Folk on death get to learn from a child. Now and then, just when.
And Florida had its own way of keeping us real busy.
Now and then, just when you think.
wake up in the morning, love. The sunlight hurts my eyes. Something without warning, love. It bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.